what makes a relationship healthy? And some of us stay in a relationship that we think may be healthy or a good relationship. We'll stay for some of the wrong reason. We'll stay for reason that it's not making us happy. I can give you times in my relationship and in my marriage that I've, had thoughts of, should I stay or should I go? And we all have those thoughts in our relationships. But the biggest thing that makes a good, healthy relationship is that communication. And y'all know I'm always talking about communication. Because when you communicate with each other, you get to understand each other. And in a lot of relationships, people who would say a relationship should be 50-50. No. A good, healthy relationship is 100-100. You're giving 100 and they're giving 100. Because I want the whole you. I don't want part of you. And I don't want to give you part of me. Because when you give 50-50, if you're giving 50% of your relationship to in your relationship, you're not, it's parts of that relationship that you don't even see or know about. And a lot of people wonder, why did this person change? Or why is this person acting like that? Because guess what? You did not get the whole 100%. And when you get the whole 100% and that good communication, boy, you got a good relationship. That's a good, healthy relationship. And we sit back and we think. I want you to sit back and think of things that you should have communicated in your relationship. And you feel like, if maybe if I had a said it in this way, or maybe if I had a talk to him or her like that, about what was happening with me, we wouldn't be in this situation. That's a healthy relationship. You're getting communication. You're communicating and talking with each other. I always have a story. Sometimes I have these, I go through these little, I told y'all sometimes I have depression. And sometimes I get, I shut down. And I don't want to communicate with my husband or John and let him know, And then when I do, it makes me feel better because I'm communicating and he's giving me feedback and I know that he cares about how I'm feeling. So in order for you to say whether or not your relationship is, you're in a good place in your relationship, how good is your communication? How good are you understanding? You have to have that understanding. How good are you with your listening? You have to listen to each other. You have to be there for each other. And I know a lot of people, in my younger days, I used to be around a lot of relationships that it was always a fight, makeup. Everybody likes the makeup part. But is that good for you? Is that the way that you want to live with someone? And don't hold back because you don't know how good that person is going to listen to you. Because they may want to be there for you. We intend to take our relationships and take them for granted. Stop taking each other for granted and take each other for love. Because we communicate all different ways. Verbal, nonverbal, you communicate, you talk to each other. Because some of the things that people accept in a relationship, they may not even like it. They just do it because they love you and they care about you. So take out the time and listen to each other and have a healthy relationship. Because this is the person that you chose, or you're the one that they chose. So you want them to give you, and you want to give them your all. You want to be there 100. Whatever they're going through, you're supposed to have their back. Be their supporter. And a lot of relationship, it's a one-sided relationship. I know some people feel as though their relationship are one-sided because they give all the love and all the effort to make a relationship work. And they're not getting the same thing from their significant other, their wife, their husband. And I remember I used to be the person that bought the best Christmas gifts, and I would do a little bit extra. I'm the one that started the tradition. I started this. My husband didn't start, where Valentine's Day is laid out for him. I don't want anything on Valentine's Day. Because who say Valentine's Day is for the woman? So you show love to that other person too. So a lot of times in relationships, we have to take in consideration of others, of that person that we chose to spend our life and time with. We intend to, sometimes we intend to take people's love for granted. And it'd be a lot of guys that can feel that way. Now, it don't mean just because you feel as though that person is taking you for granted, that gives you no free ticket to go out and cheat. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling anybody to go cheat, and I'm not telling anybody to break up. But the question is for you to ask yourself, am I in a healthy relationship? Am I giving 100% to this relationship? You have to take out the time to figure out where you stand in your relationship. And a lot of times people think that they are giving 100%, but sit back sometime and think about it. I know a lot of men feel as though the woman does the cooking, the cleaning, but it's a lot of men that do that too. Your relationship depends on what you put in it. Just like, when you go to the bank and you deposit that money, your balance on your checking account depends on what you put in that account. So your relationship is depending on what you put into that relationship. If you give that relationship 100, you're going to get back 100. If you show that person that love and affection that they deserve, and they're going to show you that same love and affection that you deserve. Because a relationship goes both ways. And I can say that I feel as though My relationship with my husband, it's a healthy one, because there's good communication, understanding, good listening, and those are some of the things that you want. Because it's not gonna, and I'm not telling nobody, listen to me, I'm not saying that your relationship is gonna be happiness every day. Because we are human, and we are going to disagree to agree. You're not going to agree all the time. No, you're not going to agree all the time. But when you have those disagreements, come together and talk about them. I have even went to the point as writing a letter to communicate. Let's write how we're feeling to each other in a letter and read each other the letter and then discuss what you wrote. That's good communication. And don't assume, this is the key thing. Don't assume that a man or a woman knows how to love each other. They knows how to love somebody the way that you want to be loved. Have you ever sat down and told your significant other, your husband, your boyfriend, your wife, have you ever told them the things that you don't like? Have you ever told them the things that you do like? Even the things that you do and don't like about them. To sit together and there can be some changes. It may not be major changes, but people need to know how you feel. Just like when you go out to eat and you say, well, I don't eat, fried chicken. I like my chicken baked. Okay. I don't like when you leave your shoes in the middle of the floor. Let your significant other know how you're feeling and what you like and don't like. See what I'm saying? Now you got me. That's that communication. That's that communication. That communication is deep and is big. It makes a relationship. And even, I know some women get upset, men, don't get me wrong now, women do get upset if you tell them that they cooking, if they cook a meal and you say, honey, that chicken wasn't hitting it tonight. Accept that. Maybe you forgot a little season on something or you forgot to add this to it. Accept it. Because when my husband tell me, I didn't like that rib tips tonight. Okay, that's your taste. And then sometimes I try different things, but you don't hurt my feelings. You're letting me know how you feel about it. And if you didn't like it, you didn't like it. So, like I say, you got to be able to communicate, but you got to also be able to want to listen. Everything is not to go on the defense side. Sometimes criticism is good because it helps you to do better. It helps you to maybe change some things. But it's okay for your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or significant other to tell you how they're feeling. That's part of a healthy relationship. And remember that when you give your relationship, all you got, and you walk away from your relationship, what can you say? If it didn't work, it didn't work. I gave it 100. But don't get me wrong, I'm not telling nobody to leave their spouse, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their significant other, their husband, their wife. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling anybody to wake up in the morning or when they boyfriend or husband, whoever, girlfriend, wife come home, you tell them that it's over. I'm not saying that. Work on your relationship to get to a healthy relationship. Just because you sit back and think that I'm not in a healthy relationship, then you can make it a healthy relationship if you give that good communication. You can make it a healthy relationship. Because people can change. People change every day. They may not even know the things that they're doing wrong. They may not even see what they're doing wrong. Because to them, it may be right. You can't assume that they know that they are doing wrong. Communication. Talk to them. Let them know how you're feeling about it. If it makes you feel some kind of way, let them know. And I know a lot of people probably saying, well, I do this. I do this. But do you want him to or her to see that you want this relationship as much as they do? Healthy relationships can, if you and I have a healthy relationship, remember when I was telling y'all some of the things that causes stress, depression, those are things that can be a factor to it. If you're not happy and you don't have an outlet to talk about or talk to your significant other about what's going on, it can bring sadness. It can bring depression. It can mess with your mind because you feeling, some people feel trapped. Some people feel like that this is the best thing that ever happened to me, so I can't leave. Some people feel fear. So it can mess with your mind. It can bring you into mess with your mental state. So happiness is a lot in life. It can go a long way. And it's about happiness. So if I have a disagreement or if I don't like something, I'm going to talk about it. If he choose to change it, he change it. I can't make him change, but if it makes me feel better that I let him know how I felt about it. Do we agree all the time? No. I'm never going to tell you that me and my husband never have a disagreement. I would never say that. We've learned not to argue about things. We've learned to more or less talk about it. If he disagrees, say what he got to say, and later on we may talk about it. Or we may talk about it right then. So, because I love being happy, and I know everybody deserves happiness in their life. The best way to get a healthy relationship, communication. Like you deposit that money in the bank, you could deposit that in the bank. I dropped that dime on that one. Communication plays a big part in any relationship. And a lot of people don't think like that. They go to work, they come home, he's home, she's home, or she's home, she's home. Whoever's home, they watch TV, eat dinner, wash the dishes, and then they probably sometimes go in separate rooms, but that communication is lacking. So you have to think about, are you in a healthy relationship? Because there is nothing you shouldn't be able to tell your husband, wife, boyfriend, a girlfriend, a significant other. Because that should be, I'm not going to say to everybody, I'm not saying it, but I made my husband my best friend. I can tell him anything. Some things we laugh about, some things he say I'm crazy or whatever, but I can talk to you. I can tell you anything, and he can tell me anything. I'm not a jealous-hearted woman. I'm not one of them people that take everything to heart that he say. So we have to understand that healthy relationship makes healthy lives. It makes you feel good. It makes you enjoy life with that person and being around that person. So sit back and think about, are you in a healthy relationship? Can you say that I'm in a healthy relationship? Let me know how you like the conversation. Let your friends know. Tune in. We will be live on Studio W. We'll be doing this at least 2 or 3 times a week. invite your family and friends to join us and to listen. We got some good conversation. It may not help you. The conversation that we have, it may not help you, but it might help your friend. It might help somebody else. So invite them to listen. Share the conversations, because they may feel as though that they are not in a healthy relationship, and they're wondering some of the things that I can do better to make my relationship better, to make it become a healthy relationship, because I truly love this person and I truly want to spend my life with this person. So the conversation may not help you, but you can let them know that, let's talk about it. Miss Penny say that communication is one of the key things to a relationship. And if we don't have communication, we lost something. We lost something. And in my relationship, I want to give 100%. And I want you to give me 100%. Because I want this relationship to work. I want to be in a healthy relationship. I want to be in a good space. I want to be happy and enjoying you the time that we have, that we are doing this together. We are in this together. So when you feeling like you missing something in the relationship, it's probably because you only got 50%. Now, where's that other 50%? Where did he or she left that at? Did they leave it at the door? Did they leave it when they first met you? They said, I'm not going to put but 50% in this relationship. Now, when you go on a job and you at a job and the boss man come around and they talk to you, or you telling people, I give my job 100%. Why you can't give your relationship 100%? Why you cannot give your relationship 100%? And you wonder why that person is changed on you. Why they're not treating you the way they used to. Why they're not, and I don't know how many kids are listening, making love to you like they used to. You lost 50%. Somewhere is 50%. Go find that 50% and put it back in the, put it into the relationship, and you'll get that whole person. You'll get everything. And I remember when, I can literally say, at the beginning of my marriage and relationship, I think I was getting 50%. Until I understood, I didn't understand what that really meant. But now that I have grown and understand, I think I was getting 50%. I don't think I was, he was giving me 100%. I really don't. But I can tell you this much, I probably wasn't giving 100%. So that's why I can tell you that I know for sure, and that I can say that my relationship has not always been on the healthy side. We have grown there. So that's why I know that just because your relationship started out with unhealthy, that you can make it healthy. And if it was healthy and it went to unhealthy, you can get that relationship back to healthy. If you understand, because sometimes people can lose their way. They really can. People can not understand the relationship. So sometimes people will think that, oh, I got her or I got him where I want them, you know. So as they go along, they lose their way. And then you drop from 100 to 50. But then when they start understanding what's going on in this relationship, then they change and say, no, it's something is not going right. We're not happy like we used to. We don't do some of the things we used to do. Where did we go wrong? And then they put that 50% back in and you get that 100% in that relationship. You want to have a peace of mind with your relationship. You want to feel comfortable. You want to feel not always tense, always got to be on the edge, always on the defense, always like fighting back with each other. You know, you don't want to be like that. And I know you don't want to be in a relationship like that. So you have to communicate and you have to get it back. So do some things. You know, sometimes you have to do different things to bring that spice back in that relationship. Don't be afraid to do it. Try different things with each other. Sometimes you have to change the environment. Not always at home. Sometimes you just have to change it up a little bit. And I know a lot of people say, well, hotels are expensive. Well, you have a living room. Go out to eat. Cook different foods. Make it romantic. Change the environment. And then you'll see the communication different. You'll see the romance coming back. You'll see that 100% start building up and you be like, yes, this is it. This is it. I'm in that healthy relationship. I'm there. But the question is, do you think that you're in a healthy relationship? It's not what I think, because I'm not in the relationship. It's what do you think? Because I can sit here and talk to you all day. But is your relationship in the space where you want it to be? Are you where you, can you actually really say that I am happy? Can you think of, are we really communicating with each other? Do they really listen to me? These are some of the questions that you have to ask yourself. Not something that I can ask for you. And you can sit down and just have this conversation with your significant other. Just sit there and talk to them. Because it may be some things that they may want you to change. They may say to you, well, we can work, you can change this about you, but you can't be quick to jump and get upset and start fussing about what they tell you. You got to be prepared to accept what they say. And they got to be prepared to accept what you say. Because everything is not always going to be hunky-dory in any relationship. If anybody tell you that, oh, me and my husband, we don't never have a disagreement. Me and my husband, me and my boyfriend or girlfriend, we always happy. We always together. We always doing this. Something is wrong. because everybody have a disagreement, because we're not robots. You're gonna agree to disagree. It's how you handle it and work together with whatever y'all disagree on. Now, I've gave you some pointers: communication, listening, understanding, and don't take each other for granted. Because one of you are going to be nicer than the other one. I don't know why that is, but one of you going to be soft-hearted in situations than the other ones. Because just like, think about it, when it comes to kids, raising kids, they always say daddy is the hard one, mama is the soft one. So that's in a relationship. Some things you're going to stand strong and you're going to be like, no. And some things that your significant other, your husband, wife, they're going to say no. But you come back together and discuss it and talk about it. And then you will know how each other is feeling and how they think, and you come together. I notice a lot of messages are coming up. Hey, hi to you. I can't see the names on the screen, so I'm happy everybody's watching. I'm glad to see some of the members out there watching and listening to the show tonight. We have some conversations now. And like I said, if it's something you want to conversate about, send me a message, or something you want the group to talk about or want the listeners to talk about and we discuss it, just send me a message and let me know, and we always can talk about it, because let's talk about it with Miss Penny. That's what we're doing. We're going to keep it going and keep sharing and inviting your family and friends to listen. Because I always tell y'all that these conversations may not be for you today, and it may be for something that may be for one of your friends or family to listen to. Share it. Invite them to join. Invite them to listen. We're going to have these good conversations. And a lot of times, I just want people to be in a happy and good space. It's not that love don't supposed to hurt. That's a key thing right there. Love do not supposed to hurt. Love should be joyful, happiness. You may shed a few tears, but love don't supposed to hurt at all. And I think it was Gladys Knight that made that song, "If You Love Them, Set Them Free." I never understood it till I got older. But love don't supposed to hurt. And I'm not saying that you're gonna be happy every day. I'm not saying that you're not going to have disagreement. You are going to have probably some arguments. But if you can come back after it all over and communicate about it and talk about what was that argument about, if you can do those things, your relationship will be so much better. You will be able to understand your significant other better, and they will understand you. Because when you have disagreement or you have arguments, words come out your mouth that you don't, a lot of times you can't take them back. And you really didn't mean what you say. So that's why I've learned to walk away. I've learned to, let's talk about it. I disagree with some of the things a lot of times, because y'all know Penny. Some of them call me Picky Penny. But I disagree, but I do come back and conversate about it. I do come back and talk about it. Because, and sometimes I let them know I didn't mean it the way I said it, even though I can't take my words back, but this is what I really meant and why I said it. Have y'all ever done that? Came back and said, I didn't mean what I said, but this is the reason why I said what I said. Because sometimes we argue about things we don't even hear the full story. Have you ever done that? Just start arguing over something and you didn't get the whole story. And then when they finally break it down to you and tell you the whole story, you kind of look like, wait a minute, that is not what I thought you was going to say. Or you kind of laugh at yourself because you feel a little dumb, because you like, no, I thought you was talking about such thing, but you wasn't. So that's why I say, I always use that saying, less talking and more listening. If you do less talking sometimes and more listening, you would get the full-blown story. And then you might not even argue about it, because then you understand what is really going on in this in the relationship with this person, why they're doing what they're doing. You just gotta give. You gotta listen. You gotta be there for one another. A healthy relationship is a great thing. It is great. Cause there's so much understanding. There's so much, where you showing the love for each other, the support. It's so much, and it's not messing with you. It's not stressing you out. And what's the name of that Tyler Perry movie where the lady talk about, you had me up under so much stress, my hair was falling out, and I'm losing weight. Stress to do that. Relationships will do that to you. Cause you worry, you stressed out, you can't sleep, you're not eating right. Those things fall into place with an unhealthy relationship. It get into your head, your mental state be different. You doing things that you don't usually do. You be all over the place when you're in an unhealthy relationship. Especially if you're living in the same household with them. You just be all over the place. And I know some of y'all are saying, well, I think that I'm in a healthy relationship. Send up some messages. Let me know what makes your relationship healthy. Because you may be helping somebody else. Somebody say there's usually two sides to every story. That's very true. It's very true. And that's why, guess what? That's why I say communicate. You listen to each other. Let him or her talk. And then you say they let the other person talk. Communication. You're going to get both sides. And then you're going to get an understanding of where that other person is coming from. It is two sides to every story. But you got to know Am I in that healthy relationship? Do you listen to your significant other or your husband or your wife? Do you actually really listen? And do they listen to you? These are the things that you have to know that will make your relationship healthy. And when they listen, do they do it? Do they actually really do it? Because I can do for you all day. Or are you really doing for me all day? Because sometimes I can find myself where, y'all know I always got a story. I can find myself, I can tell my husband, can you go downstairs and get me such such thing? And he'll go get out the bed, go downstairs and get it. But then he may say, he'll call downstairs if I'm downstairs, say, can you bring me such such upstairs? Nope. Nope. And then I have to think about it. Now I know he would come bring, if I was down here, if I was upstairs, he would bring it up there to me. But then I explain why I'm not bringing it. My knees hurt or my leg hurt. But it's some communication there. There's communication. Even though a lot of times, and I'm going to be honest with my listeners, I'm going to be honest, sometimes my legs and knees is not hurting, I just say that. He's not listening, so he, and please don't go tell him. But I'm just putting a little humor into it. You know how we do it on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We about live talking, having good conversation here at Studio W. I'm just trying to get everybody to get in a good, healthy space in life and in your relationship. And don't wait so long, too long, to get in that healthy and relationship in that healthy space. Because stress, depression, and mental illness is real. It attacks you when you least expect it. And it attack in all different ways, all different, a lot of things go on with us. And sit down and communicate. That's all I'm really trying to put out there. Some of the things to make your relationship healthy and whole. And are you giving 100% to your relationship to say that this is a healthy relationship? Is your partner or your husband, wife, significant other, is they giving 100%? That they gonna deposit in this relationship that's gonna keep us together forever? So, this your girl Penny. Let me know how y'all like the conversation. We here at Studio W. Y'all keep listening, tune in, share it with your friends, invite them to listen. We check out our Facebook page. Let us know. And this your girl Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. If there's nobody told you today that they love you, remember, Penny loves everybody. Everybody. And y'all just stay blessed and have a great and beautiful night. I will check y'all out on, see y'all at the next show. Love y'all. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye. Hit this. hit end.
We'll be right back.